theme song for Larry Weber. Hi, Larry.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, good morning. And I agree with you. When I was listening to the song, have you ever been out walking in the snow? We're not likely to do that right now, but I'll tell you about two walks that I had in the last couple of days. Day before yesterday, these are both walks that anybody can do, nothing special or anything like that. They both may have a little bit of a mental thing you got to get over, but otherwise, day before yesterday I took a walk through the goldenrods. You know, you drive almost anywhere right now, there's this immense growth of goldenrods. This must be the peak of them. They're just fabulous. It's very hard for me to keep my eyes on the road when I'm driving down and seeing all these goldenrod patches. However, what's better than that is to get out and walk right in the midst of them. Even if you have an aversion from walking in goldenrods because of all the things that are said about goldenrods, which incidentally are not true, then walk along the edge of them. But I like to get right smack in the middle, and I did that the day before yesterday when we had a rather hot temperature, right out in the sun. And wow, was it amazing. I tallied a total of about 30 kinds of insects and spiders that were just constantly active around me. The plants were just buzzing, literally buzzing with activity. Bees and wasps and beetles and stink bugs and the dragonflies and butterflies, and the list goes on. A couple kinds of spiders, the list goes on and on and on. All of them just totally oblivious of me. I had no fear whatsoever that anybody was going to sting me. They just they had their own things to do, and they were very much into it. So that is one of the fascinating walks. Please don't let the goldenrod season pass by without getting out into it. Goldenrod is often blamed for allergies that are really more attributed to ragweed. Actually, the goldenrod pollen, you can be allergic to anything, so I have to put that up front. So, but the goldenrod pollen, which is often said to be the cause of hay fever, is not a pollen that we can breathe in. It's a pollen that's too big. If you just think about it for a bit, the whole reason why the flower is existing is so it attracts the attention of insects to come and pick up the pollen. The pollen does not drift in the wind, very likely. On the other hand, ragweed pollen does, and that's the one that usually is the real fault of all the stuff that people say about goldenrod. The other walk I took was yesterday morning in a phenomenal dew-covered morning, which we're getting every morning now. I went out and walked right in through the midst of a field in this dew, just getting drenched, but it was worth it, to look at all the spider webs. And you know, you never realize how many there are until you're out in the midst of them and seeing all of them draped with dew. Once again, in the hundreds, they are just amazing. Many, many different species. It came down to two that seemed to be most common, but there are many kinds out there. And once again, totally oblivious of me. They had their own thing they were doing. They made the webs during the night, and the idea was to catch insects moving during the night. And what we see is the dew that forms on it afterwards. I don't think the spiders particularly like that dew. And, of course, makes good photos, makes good pictures, highly photogenic. But I don't think the spiders themselves like it very much. So those are two terrific walks that I highly recommend. Now, let's look back on the wonderful month of August that just passed on during the night. I hope you had a chance to get out and see that second full moon. It was really, really spectacular. And, of course, up there with Lake Superior, you probably had anything that I saw you could top very much. I happened to see the first full moon of the month of August from Grand Marais. And now the second full moon, I had to walk elsewhere to see it. But nevertheless, getting out to take a look is really spectacular. I thought for a while, about 2 weeks ago, I thought that maybe we were going to have a month that was going to be cooler than normal. And August gave us a lot of those pleasant, cooler days. But it ended up warming up, and once again, we were above normal. 14th consecutive month that the Weather Service in Duluth has recorded a month above normal. We had 9 times that we got above 80, which is warm, but nothing like what we had in July. And we did get down into the 40s. We actually had in the 40s here this morning. So those mornings are going to be continuing. The statistic that bothered me the most in August is that we were quite a bit below normal in precipitation. We were less than half of what we normally get. Now, when when we're in thunderstorm season, that's a really tricky number. You can't go by that very well, because one place may have a downpour and someplace else a few miles away have nothing. So it all depends on where you're measuring. Right here at my house, we did get more than what the Weather Service recorded, but we were also below normal. Thanks to the rains of earlier in the summer, we still have a lot of things responding very well. We've had excellent tomatoes. Our apples have been very good. Our grapes have been coming around just fine. So I can't complain about it. And in the wild plants, there's a good growth of hawthorns. There's high bush cranberry, and there is crab apples that are all doing quite well. Rose hips are doing quite well. So that's thanks to the precipitation from earlier in the season. I already mentioned about the goldenrods being so terrific. There's about a dozen kinds out there, but the two that really stand out and mostly in bloom right now are the Canada goldenrod and the tall or giant goldenrod. There's plenty of both of the two. The other goldenrods are a little bit smaller and a little bit more scattered, but those two are just abundant. We have also about 10 kinds of asters in bloom, about 10 kinds of sunflowers, and some of those are standing quite tall and quite well in bloom as well. So we have lots and lots of color along the roadside. Now, if that's not enough, notice the leaf color. We are getting an early leaf color this year. We always get it. Early September, we always have some color, but it looks like there's more than normal. I counted up a total of about a dozen kinds of trees in the past few days that have some yellow leaves. Rarely do any of them look all yellow, but there are some yellow leaves. And then there is quite a few that are red. I think some of this yellow we're seeing is a response to the heat. The trees are a little bit stressed out, and they're ready to drop their leaves early. And I have seen that in other years of drought as well. The reds are also of interest. Perhaps the biggest reds have come in dogwood and some sugar maple, and then the vine Virginia creeper. Lots and lots of mushrooms out there. Like I said, the precipitation has been less than normal, but I find in early September, even if we're having a dry year, you go out and take a look, and in the woods especially, there is mushrooms. And I always tell people, if you want to find mushrooms, a good place to visit is some kind of a bog. Surprisingly, there's quite a few that grow there. And so I've been seeing a number of kinds of mushrooms as well. And then migration continues. Hawk Ridge continues to see the raptors coming across. 2 weeks from now is the big weekend. And it's not unusual by mid-September to have many thousands of broadwing hawks flying over. So if you have a chance to get to Hawk Ridge in the next few weeks, I highly recommend doing so. Other than that, we've been getting a good migration of two other birds here, one of them being blue jays. In the world of blue jays, some migrate and some don't. Well, we're getting the migrants passing over right now. And flickers, a kind of woodpecker that seems during migration to be more interested in the ants on the ground than going to the trees. And so I've been seeing those. They look just like a brown bird, but when you scare them up, you see a big white patch on the rump. It really identifies them as being a flicker. There's also critters from a different view, the herps. I heard frogs. Last few days, spring peepers and gray tree frogs always go through kind of a second calling in the late summer, and I've been hearing those lately. And I saw and caught a salamander. We don't get a lot of salamanders around here, but this was a blue-spotted salamander, our more common one. Still several kinds of butterflies out there. I had an experience one day this week, no less than seven kinds, including four monarchs had come by. Now, there's a lot of concern about what's happening with the monarchs in late summer, but I was very glad to see this. In a matter of 1 hour, seeing four of them, probably all migrants already on the move. And then there's the dragonflies. When we get late in the season with dragonflies, we have the big ones, the big darners, and then the small ones, the metal hawks, and they're showing up in really good numbers. Yesterday, while walking in the dew-covered field, I came across several that had their bodies all covered with dew, and they were just sitting to have the rising sun warm them, but they sure make for good photographs. Another day this week while biking, I came across a hornet nest. This is the time of year we start to see them. With the dropping of the leaves, we'll see the big hornet nests are often bigger than the size of a football. They're up in the tree and they're gray. What happens this time of year is that the colony is pretty much done raising and they start to leave. There probably are still a few of them there, but for the most part, it's emptying out. And then everybody dies except for the queen. And she goes out and she hibernates underneath a log or such somewhere, usually out in the woods. And then I have to top this off because every so often it's kind of cool to have a sighting of something you don't expect. One evening this week, walking after dark, I saw two fireflies.
No.
Now, fireflies is something that we associate with the month of June or maybe early July, but certainly not late August. Well, what goes on is there is a late season species, and I have seen them as late as early September. So if you're out and about after dark and you see a firefly, yep, that's another one. So enjoy. It's going to be a fabulous holiday weekend. Get out and enjoy it.
Thank you very much, Larry.
Sure, bye.
Bye-bye. So Larry Weber, he's a retired high school teacher, twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives in Carleton County with his wife on an old farm, and he joins us every Saturday morning right around 9:30 to give us the latest on what's happening outdoors.